Warning, some material discussed on South Carolina Spook Show may be too intense for a younger audience. Listener discretion is advised. In this very special episode of South Carolina Spook Show, I sat down with my brother-in-law, Brian Rapier, and discussed just a couple of his truly terrifying paranormal experiences. Not only did he live in a haunted house, but he has a Ouija board story that is sure to send shivers down your spine. And don't forget, if you have your own paranormal story and you want to be interviewed on the show, please reach out to me. You can email me at scspookshow@gmail.com or shoot me a message on any of the social sites that you follow the show on. Now sit back, get comfortable, and enjoy this special interview with my brother-in-law, Brian Rapier. Ghosts, aliens, cryptids. These are a few of my favorite things. And since you're listening to the show, I'm willing to bet that you love them too. But if your interest in the paranormal extends beyond this state, then Paranormality Magazine is right up your alley. Paranormality Magazine has tons of stories uploaded daily that cover a range of topics, from tier lists of your favorite horror movies, in-depth analysis into supernatural experiences, and much, much more. And if you're finding yourself wanting to get involved with this incredible community, you can submit your own story detailing your experiences. I have been hooked on reading these articles, and I truly think that if you enjoy this podcast, then you're going to love Paranormality Magazine. And that's why I've become an affiliate, and now you can sign up using the coupon code SPOOKSHOW along with anything that you purchase from the site. Visit ParanormalityMag.com/SPOOKSHOW today to kickstart your new paranormal obsession. That's ParanormalityMag.com/SpookShow. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of South Carolina Spook Show. First interview that I have ever done for this show in particular. I'm very excited about it. I have my brother-in-law on here with me. This is Brian. Brian, say hello.
Hello. I'm nervous. I've never done something like this before.
Never in your life?
No. That's odd. Podcast type deal. It's nerve-wracking.
Well, here's the funny thing. For those of you who don't know, if you're like a newer listener to this podcast in particular and you didn't follow me over here from Not Religious, me and Brian used to have a podcast. I would say it was a fairly successful podcast.
Why don't we do that again?
I don't know. I'm up for it. You say the date and we'll do it again. Okay. But yeah, we had a fairly successful podcast. We had several listeners all over the world, just the country, crazy. Just in the world. Like we had a lot of listeners in Australia, which actually makes sense because it was a faith-based podcast and
Australia has faith.
Right. They do have faith. But it was fun. We just kind of, I think it was a good coping mechanism for us.
It helped us deconstruct.
Yeah, big time.
Which is the millennial thing to do.
It is the millennial thing to do. Take all your bad experiences with church and throw them in the trash, right? And you heal. And I think we did. I think we did it through that podcast. I think we did it with our church. And it was just, it's been a totally different experience. So we just kind of didn't feel the need to keep it going. I guess we just kind of fell off of it, but I'd start it back up anytime. It's so fun. So maybe one of these days, be on the lookout for that. But I've got Brian here with me today because Brian, one thing that we did on that podcast, one year in particular, it was a Halloween special.
Ooh.
And it was so fun. At your terrible and terrifying Ouija board experience was entertainment to my ears. So we decided to discuss it. So that was several years ago on our old show. I wanted to have you back on because like that's not the only time that you've had some type of paranormal encounter.
Correct. Yep. No.
So before we get into that, why don't you tell us like your history of like living in South Carolina to give the folks.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Some perspective.
Oh, perspective.
Yeah.
I am a transplant. South Carolinian.
I am a transplant.
So, born in Ohio, moved to South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Not due to military.
Mm-hmm.
Most people come for the military. Mm-hmm. But we moved to Columbia. It was work for my dad, young age. So I grew up in Columbia, South Carolina, over in the Sand Hills area. And then joined the military to see the world, and they stationed me 30 minutes away in Sumter.
We're still waiting on that Olive Garden that they promised you back in, what year was that?
That would have been 99 in processing Shaw Air Force Base. They said, hey guys, something to look forward to. Breadsticks is coming to Sumter.
We got the Starbucks. We just didn't get the Olive Garden that you were promised. We got two. I forgot. There's another one.
And if you count the one in the hotels, we have four.
Oh, they're all. Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Forgot all about that. Okay. So Sumter really is moving on up.
Big time.
But you've got two stories in particular that we're going to talk about. And the first one involves when you lived in Sumter.
Correct.
Okay.
So, being in the military, I lived on base for a long time in the dorms. And then finally, when they allowed us to move out, just like anyone else, myself and a couple buddies moved out into a historical house in the historic district. I think it was built in like 200 BC or something like that. I'm not sure.
It's old.
It's in the historic district. So myself and three other friends, co-military G.I. Joe guys, moved into the house.
Okay.
Hmm?
G.I. Joe, like literally G.I. Yes. Joe guys. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're talking about historic buildings. We're talking about South Carolina that is known for, it's pretty well known for a lot of ghost stories, especially in Charleston, which a common theme is a lot of historic buildings tend to carry ghosts with them that just stick around.
Well, back in the day, I mean, you died in your house.
You did.
Didn't go to the hospital. You just died. And then they put you on the sofa for like a couple of days and everyone came and saw you.
Yep.
And then they buried you in the backyard.
Yeah. And that's not a thing like in Ohio, correct?
No.
That's just a thing.
No.
Okay.
That's so, not like that didn't. No.
Sitting up with the dead was not something that you
did.
That's not a thing. It's a thing here, or it used to be. And thank God it's not anymore.
Yes.
So we've got a old house. We've got the historic district in Sumter, and like I said before, a lot of historic buildings, especially things that were constructed, around the Civil War in particular, are very, very haunted. They just tend to be haunted.
Yeah, I believe this house was like turn of the century, like it's crazy old. And you can tell that because it was a two-story house, right? And they called it like a colonial house or whatever. Mm-hmm. Two-story house. It had four bedrooms, two bedrooms downstairs, two bedrooms upstairs. The two bedrooms downstairs each had their own fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
10-foot ceilings, old school hardwood floors, the moldings around the doors were like 8 inches thick.
Yeah.
And the doors were like 10 feet tall. I mean, seriously, it was, you knew you were in an old house when you walked into it.
Yeah. It's like quintessential old house, old haunted house.
Right.
Like when you think of like Haunted Mansion.
Right.
At Disney, like
that's how it is.
That's how a lot of those houses are.
And so the cool thing was like myself and my three buddies, I had a room on the ground floor,
mm-hmm.
and my room and the other bedroom, they had doors in between mm-hmm. one another, but they didn't work. Like, you couldn't go. It was a door there, but it was, like, painted shut. So yeah. we could never go in between.
That's creepy enough.
Right? but everyone had to go through my room to get to the laundry room uh-huh. because back in the day, you know, they didn't have actual laundry yeah. rooms. So they just turned a portion of my room into a laundry room. But yeah. my room was huge. My yeah. room was the size of most people's living room.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it had a fireplace.
Oh, heck yeah.
Huge ceilings. I had a bed, a couch, a recliner, mm-hmm. entertainment center, the laundry room. Mm-hmm. We did yoga in there sometimes. I mean, it was like full on huge space.
Yeah.
But like, that house, each room was, the other downstairs room was an exact mirror of mine, but the upstairs rooms were yeah. huge as well. But that was, if you picture a 1980s movie with a fraternity house in it,
uh-huh.
that was the vibe of what was going on there. Okay. Like, there were kegs in the hallway, like some full, some empty. There was always people coming and going.
Okay.
It was like, it was one of those houses.
Okay.
It was
so a party house. It was a party house. Okay.
It was.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're young, you're military. Like right. that's typically what happens, right?
Right.
So did you, when you moved in there, did you immediately start noticing like any type of activity going on that kind of started freaking you out?
So here's the funny thing. Like one of my buddies, mm-hmm. Chad.
Mm-hmm.
Funny thing about Chad is Chad moved away to North Carolina uh-huh. just recently, uh-huh. like a couple months ago, uh-huh. moved back to Sumter and is going to CCC now,
oh,
going
really?
To our church. Like,
oh,
I ran
nice.
Into him
okay.
and we were talking. I was like, dude, you remember heck our yeah. old house? He's like, dude, yeah. I mean, that's one of the things.
Our old haunted house
right.
that we had. The, yeah,
so
the
he lived in the house first.
Okay.
So he got the house first and he was like, hey, I need roommates mm-hmm. because I bit off a little bit more than I can chew. I need to help, you know, pay rent.
Yeah.
So myself and two other buddies moved in. So Chad lived in there for about, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And when he pitched the idea to us, he mm-hmm. was like, hey, party house, it's great, you know. You have your own rooms. It's this awesome house.
Yeah.
So we move in and then he just started hinting at things like, hey, just, you know, the house is a little old. It's a little weird. And we didn't pay much to it. He said, you know, it makes noises and, you know, it's an old house. And, you know, I was just like, yeah, okay, cool, whatever. It's an old house. It makes noises or whatever. And then he was like, so just like if anything weird happens... Just
now, is this after you already moved in?
I yes.
Like bags already unpacked, U-Haul, and then he hits you with the
U-Haul.
Okay,
we're right. moved in. We're sitting around on the porch drinking a beer, you know. And he's like, it was at the end of the night. He's like, so just, you know, old house, whatever. But if anything weird happens, like it's okay.
Yeah.
And then like went to bed, and we were just kind of like, he's just. You know, messing with us yeah. or whatever. So as time went on, mm-hmm. weird stuff would happen.
Okay.
Like, for instance, you would hear someone knocking
mm-hmm.
either on the walls or on your doors.
Okay.
So the way our house was split up, the two guys on the bottom floor, myself and Vic was his name. We worked.
Oh, yeah, Vic.
Yeah. We worked night shift.
Mm-hmm.
And the two guys upstairs, they worked day shift.
Okay.
Right. So that's how it was when we first moved in. So we weren't ever like, yeah. unless on our, but we worked on the same days off.
Yeah.
Kind of like the same rotation.
Okay.
So we, all four of us had our same days off. We just nights and days. Right.
Yeah.
So passing each other like strangers, you know, yeah, in the yeah. night, you really don't see each other until the end
yeah.
or whenever your days off were.
Okay.
So you would start hearing like knocking.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, I brought up to Vic. I was like, yo, you hear like somebody knocking? And he's like, ah, this is probably the pipes. I'm like, what do you mean the pipes?
Everyone's go-to is always right. the pipes.
I'm like, what does that even mean, the pipes? He's like, oh, it's old. They're loose. When they turn on, the pressure, it rattles. I was like, oh, that. Well, I guess that makes sense. So you would hear the knocking. And then, like, it would just be, like, little, like, creaks. So okay. the floor would creak when you'd walk on it. So you'd hear mm-hmm. little, you wouldn't hear footsteps. Mm-hmm. You'd hear creaks, like mm-hmm. someone was walking around upstairs.
Mm. Okay.
And then you're like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Like, those guys are at work.
If you're at work.
Right.
Then who's, yeah.
So I would go over to Vic's room and I'd be like, yo, you hear somebody upstairs? And he'd be like, yeah. Somebody's up there. And we'd go upstairs and no one was up there. But we thought, like, all right, someone's messing with us because uh-huh. it was the party house.
Right. Yeah.
Someone could have fallen asleep up there, passed out in the bathroom. We had no idea.
Yeah.
But this would happen pretty regularly.
Yeah.
Like, it was happening just about every night. Mm-hmm. Right. And so fast forward a couple months.
Yeah.
Right. And you're starting to get used to it.
You're just living with the ghost.
You're just living. Yeah, well, yeah. just living with the, not yeah. yet. You know, it's just the weird stuff. Right. Yeah. And so we had an old piano
uh-huh.
in the foyer. When you walked in, there's an old piano there. And you would start.
Now, the piano was part of the house, or was that someone's?
It was there when we moved in. I have okay. no idea where it came from.
Okay, so most likely, because like a lot...
It's old upright.
You can't like lug around a piano
I mean, those
easily.
Things... You're right. Right. It's not like
so
a
most likely
table.
Is very, very old... And has been in the house for
it was,
centuries.
Correct. Like, it was like,
yeah,
you could tell
it. Yeah,
oh, yeah. And, you know, and so you would hear, I mean, ever so faintly,
mm-hmm.
like, down on the higher end of the keys, you know, you'd hear, bing.
Oh, no.
Bing.
That's weird.
Bing. Mm-hmm. And so Vic would come into my room, be like, yo, you...
You on them keys?
You what's happening? And I was like, it's got to be like the humidity or something, uh-huh. and the strings, you know, that the keys hit, yeah. the hammer hits is expanding,
yeah.
contracting. You know, we kept coming up with logical answers
okay.
to everything.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
So it was just, it would get progressively, we would notice more and more and more. Our doors were heavy.
Yeah.
Solid oak, crazy heavy door.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like if you're in Sumter and you go to Chipotle uh-huh. and you try to open that door, like you got to tag someone in to help you. Like
yeah.
it's a two-man job
because
uh-huh. they're so heavy.
Yeah.
So the doors, my door in particularly would just open.
Whoa.
It was just like open and not like it would open a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Like I didn't close it all the way.
Right.
And it didn't like fly
not
open.
Not flying open. Okay.
Right. Like a toddler coming into the room or anything.
Wham!
But it right. would just open and it would keep opening and keep opening and keep opening and keep opening until it was all the way open. And, you know, I'm just sitting there in my recliner watching TV and I'm just like, what the crap is happening
yeah.
right now?
Yeah.
Like, and there, again, chalk it up to, oh, there must be a draft.
Yeah.
There must be some, you know, the AC or something's cutting off,
yeah.
something. There's always a logical explanation. All right. So there would be times
uh-huh.
where I would be on my couch or laying on my bed watching TV
mm-hmm.
and my recliner was a lazy boy
mm.
would just ever so slightly start rocking.
That, okay.
Right. And when I first started noticing it, I'm getting chills.
Yeah.
When I first started noticing it, it yeah. was just ever so lightly,
yeah.
like just moving a little bit. And then I'd watch it, you know, I look over at it, it would stop.
Uh-huh.
I'd start watching TV and do it. Just barely moving. And again, I'm like, all right, it's an old house. There's a draft. Something's happening. Right.
It's the pipes.
The pipes in the walls. Or someone passed out.
Yeah.
Under the recliner somehow.
Yeah.
But it started getting more dramatic. The huh. rocking as days, weeks, whatever
uh-huh.
would go on, the more I would pay attention to it
uh-huh.
or I'd call someone in, to be like, hey, you got to see this. Mm. Like it would go to full on moving, like someone was rocking in it. And I mean, we would talk about it. So other guys in the house were having stuff happen. They were having stuff moved in their rooms. Like they would go to, they'd hang up their uniform after ironing it and go out to get something to eat, come back in to the room from the kitchen, and their uniform be on the floor. Right. Or like there were several times where my buddy Vic, his iron, because he ironed a lot, his iron, he would leave the room, come back, and the iron would be face down.
Oh, weird.
On. Oh, like gosh. Face down on the ironing board. Guys upstairs, their beds would be unmade.
Oh no.
Right. Like, oh, man. Like as if not like balled up or whatever.
Yeah.
But Chad and especially Alan, they were very neat guys.
Yeah.
Like bed making or right. So it was like someone was rolling around on the bed. Those guys wore a lot of cologne, Vic and Alan or whatever. You'd go in the bathroom and you would just smell cologne, like someone's been spraying like five or six different types of cologne.
Yeah.
Just different things like that.
Yeah.
Right. There would be times where in the summertime, you know, the AC would be on, but it's an old house, so it doesn't really like.
It's not great at.
Right. I mean, it probably kept it at 73 or something, but you would walk into like through the foyer into the living space, the living area, and it would be like 50 degrees.
See, that was going to be one of my questions for you, is because a lot of times what you hear in many ghost stories is when you've encountered a ghostly presence, the air suddenly just gets like frigid.
Yeah.
So, wow.
And so, I mean, again, we would laugh about it. And at this point, we're like, our house is haunted. And that was like our thing to like get chicks to come to the house. Like, hey, you want to come see the haunted house? Hey, you know, you want to see my haunted house or whatever? Let's go into the cold room, you know, or whatever. You want to snuggle?
Yeah, we'll snuggle with the ghosts. Yeah. It's fine.
So, and to segue into chicks. So about this time, I started dating your sister.
Right.
Uh-huh. Right. And it had gotten to the point to where you got to picture a TV from 1999, the old tube,
the big
TV or whatever with the remote, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't have a remote for my TV. So I had to get up.
Bummer.
And walk up to the TV and move the channels on the front of the TV or turn it up or whatever.
Okay.
So at this point in time, my TV would just cut on randomly and switch channels.
Weird.
Right? Like just start flipping through channels. And I would just be like, all right, cool. And so we called him Casper. I was like, Casper's just watching TV at this point in time.
Yeah.
So I start dating your sister.
Uh-huh.
And she, you know, I've told her about the ghosts or whatever.
It's important to disclose. Like,
hey,
things are getting serious. I need you to understand something.
Right.
Living in a haunted house.
Right. Well, if she's coming back, we didn't have YouTube and chill back then. So, you know, she's coming back to hang out at my house.
Yeah.
You know,
with my TV that I don't have a remote.
Correct.
So. Like, but don't worry about it because Casper will just change it for us.
So she would come over. And she stayed the night one night, and the recliner was rocking.
Man.
And she was like, Brian. I was like, yeah, I'm telling you, this happens, right? And then there was another time we were sitting either on the bed or on the couch and watching a DVD.
Yeah.
Right? And the DVD just starts fast forwarding.
Like, oh,
just,
weird.
Just starts going fast forward and... She's like, what? And I'm like, it's, you know, it's just Casper, man. It's just,
he doesn't like this part. He's right. Yeah.
Right. So eventually we get evicted.
okay.
Because we partied.
By the ghosts?
Or? No.
Okay. All right.
By the people who owned that we rented the house from.
Okay.
Because we partied entirely.
Too much. Okay.
Way too much. Like entirely way too much.
Okay.
I'm surprised no one died.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, of the ghost. But the ghost, right. It was a friendly, it was just so, it was just so weird.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
Yeah.
But it became like a part of our, our lives, like our everyday, like just cool. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, the knocking. Oh yeah. This is Casper's is, you know, saying hi. Right. So, but we never like, I wish we would have like, I do, but I don't like,
have a seance or something.
I wish 21-year-old Brian would have been like, hey, let's get a Ouija board.
Okay. Yeah.
And start. But adult Brian was like, dear God,
don't
ever do things like that. But I wish I would have had that story to tell.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, okay. Good segue there, because like you've already had a prior Ouija board experience.
Yeah, it's a good segue. I've never done podcasts
before. Hey, man, that was a great segue. I see what you did there. let me ask you this though before we get into your next experience.
Sure.
The house that you lived in, did you know any history about who may have lived there or died there?
Okay. No, and I've always been curious of it. So. Just another little tidbit.
Mm-hmm.
We got kicked out, right? Because we partied too much. But the next people to rent it were a couple girls who were in the Air Force that we knew.
Okay.
And, you know, we told them, we were like, yo, this place is haunted.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it's not. No, it's not. Fast forward, and we didn't really hang out with these girls that much. We knew each other, just from the local bar scene or hanging, you know, whatever. Gucci's at the time,
Gucci's,
the old Gooch,
the old Gooch,
but so we run into them, or actually, Vic and Alan run into them like a couple months down the road, and they're like, hey, you guys weren't lying. Like,
this place is haunted.
This place is haunted. Yeah. There's weird stuff. We hear knocking. Oh, our stuff gets moved around. The doors, I mean, just everything. And they were like, they were talking about how cold, like the foyer in the living room would be.
Heck yeah.
So I never found out, but I've always like wanted to like do a little research and be like, because I'm sure there's dead people buried in the backyard.
Gotta be.
You know, people died in the house.
Because
if it's from 1800.
Right. Like that was, like you said before, that was way more of a common thing.
I mean, up until like the 40s, people were doing that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like you lived in the house and you died in the house. Like you were born there, you lived there, and you died in the same house.
Right.
That was a very common thing back then.
Yeah. And then they prop you up and everyone comes
and everybody comes to visit. It's what you do in the South.
Right.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to get into Brian's Ouija board experience here in just a minute. Okay, so now, give us a little history about kind of leading up to your Ouija board experience as far as, like, school goes and kind of where you went to school and things like that, to kind of paint the picture.
Okay.
Give people an idea of like, when this happened.
So this is high school for Brian.
Okay.
So, you know, that I think that's why the Hampton house was so chill for me, is because
you had already experienced this.
Listen, guys, I've been through the stuff before. But this is in high school, circa 96, maybe.
Okay.
96, 97.
Okay.
I'm Spring Valley High School. I'm on the journalism staff.
Okay.
So I'm one of the editors for the staff.
And cool.
So we were up for some award or whatever. So we had to go to wherever, convention center. And so we had to, it was far enough away. We had a hotel.
Right.
Right. So it's probably 15 high schoolers.
Okay.
Okay. And one chaperone, our journalism teacher.
Right.
Right. And a bunch of high schoolers, just a bunch of nerdy journalism knuckleheads, right?
Cool.
So someone brought a Ouija board. So the guy who brought it, his name was Chris, and he was kind of, you know, he was that
strange
guy.
Okay.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, not trench coat mafia strange, but like,
yeah,
like
he dabbles with, yeah, with some darker stuff. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he knew all the things.
Yeah.
Right. I wouldn't say he was a devil worshiper, but he was he was way more into Dungeons and Dragons than the rest of us.
Okay.
Like took it crazy serious.
So he's the kind of guy that like believes like magic is real.
Correct.
Like that Dungeons.
He's the guy that's going to be LARPing in the park.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that's who this dude is.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So he brought the Ouija board and, so I mean, it's like a 4-night thing. We're away for 4 nights or whatever. So the first night you have, guys' rooms, girls' rooms type deal. So we go to the girls' room, right? And Chris brings out the Ouija board. And he's like, hey guys, let's just start messing with this. And everyone was like, yeah, let's just do it.
Now, so, this is before we had so many movies.
Oh, this, that, there was like, no movie.
Okay, yeah.
Right. This was bought at a Walmart and no movies.
Yeah.
Okay. I had no idea what a Ouija board was.
Like, I think it's either Fisher Price or Hasbro, like, officially owns the rights to the Ouija board, like, brand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're so easy to get a hold of.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, freaking high school kid just bought one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, it was the way he explained it. He's like, yeah, we're going to talk to ghosts. He was the only one in the room that knew anything about the Ouija board.
Okay.
Right. But as soon as you pull it out and you see the little dial on the board and the people got to put their hands on, on the little dial thing, I forget what it's called, but
yeah, I can't think of the name of it. Yeah.
It's a dial.
It's a dial.
That's what we're called. I was just like, okay, this is
planchette. The planchette.
Planchette.
Yeah, there we go.
I was like, this is a bunch of BS. You know, okay, here we go. Let's just move the thing around. Ooh, spooky, spooky, spooky. Right? And so they start asking questions and, you know, a half hour, 45 minutes goes on. And apparently we're talking to this spirit named Sam. I believe that's what the name was.
Okay.
And, you know, it's just, oh, I was a kid. I was a teenager. We're teenagers.
Freaky.
Oh, no, it's scary.
Yeah.
I passed away in a car accident. Whatever.
Yeah.
So night ends, put the Ouija board away. Second night comes around, start doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Right. Messing with it, asking it, you know, stupid questions. Sam comes back on the pipeline.
He's entered the chat.
Right. Sam has entered the chat. We just start asking questions. Where were you from? You know, just the stupid questions.
Sure.
And we would rotate who would put their hands on the planchette so that it was real.
Yeah.
So that, no, you know, we would just, we would rotate or whatever. All right. Close it out. No big deal. All right. Third night comes around. And Chris starts it off. We break the Ouija board out. We're in the girls' room again. And start asking it questions. But he starts asking it like very pointed questions. Like, hey, so this journalism convention that we were at, it was like for an awards and stuff like that. Hey, will we win this? Okay. And, you know, just getting stupid answers. Yes, you will win. Mm-hmm. But that was it. But
and then just left it.
And just left it like that. And then he would ask it more questions and it would say, you know, he would say, you need my help. And just all these like different type of, I don't know, just weird things started happening. So we're asking it questions. At this point, it's just getting, the answers coming from are just getting kind of fantastic.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Like just weird stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you need my help or, we were talking about, all right, let's go to bed. And it'd be like, no, don't go to bed yet. So it was like interacting.
Yeah.
So at this point it's just Chris and another girl. Mm-hmm. On the
planchette. Yes.
On the dial. and it's just two of them doing it. And they were like, all right, we're going to sign off for whatever we said. And it went to no, and it spelled out Marianne, don't go.
Oh, weird.
And her name was Marianne.
Oh, no. Okay.
And so as soon as that happened, the phone rang in the hotel room.
Nothing like an ill-timed phone ring in the middle of a tense situation.
Yes.
With ghosts.
And so it kind of spooked us a little bit. At this time, I don't know if this still happens in hotels. So at this time, if the phone would ring twice, ring, 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 it was from the inside of the hotel. If it rang just one single long ring, it was from the outside of the hotel.
Okay.
So this was a ring, 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 ring.
Okay.
So it's from the inside of the hotel. So, but you got to imagine, we all freaked out,
sure,
you know, because of what happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, someone picked up the phone and it was our chaperone.
Okay. Go to bed.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
Lights out.
Lights out.
Yeah.
Go to bed. All right. So we sign off of the chat and close it up. All right. So the next night.
Uh-huh.
This is where it starts getting.
Okay.
We're like, let's do the Ouija board again. For some reason.
Can't resist. We can't resist. At this point, yeah. Right?
So we get on it. And Marianne doesn't have her hands on the thing, on the dial. And it starts just spelling out Marianne's name, like requesting Marianne to get onto the dial, right? right. So earlier in the day, we had some free time and we went to the mall.
Uh-huh.
And people bought some stuff or whatever. We are not in the girls' room. Mm-hmm. We're in Chris's room now. And that's important because Chris had purchased some stuffed animals, Animaniacs.
Okay.
Wacko, and I forget the other. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. Wacko was the important doll.
Right.
Yeah.
Wacko. So you got to imagine we're in a hotel room, two queen beds. All the silly teenagers are on one bed playing the Ouija board.
Yeah.
Chris's crap is on the other bed, including these stuffed animals.
Yeah.
Right. Just laying there on the, that he had just purchased. So, oh man. And I've forgotten so many things about it, but I remember other things when I start talking about it.
Yeah.
So, Marianne is not on the dial.
Okay.
And it keeps spelling out Marianne, 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 Marianne. So Marianne gets on the dial and, you know, she's like, you know, is this Sam? And the thing says no.
Mm.
And then who is this? And it's like, you know.
Oh, wow.
It's still me. Like spelling out all these things.
Okay.
Right. Oh, I'm getting chills because it starts getting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So Chris is like, if you're real, if this, they start challenging it. Because it's starting to get a little intense. Chris is like, if you're real, prove it. And as soon as he said that, as soon as he said it, the phone rang.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. So it wasn't a ring ring. It was a ring.
So outside.
Outside of the hotel.
Okay.
Right? So one of the other kids picks up the phone, answers it, and asks for Marianne.
Weird. Oh, my gosh.
Gives the phone to Marianne. Right? Gosh. Dude, I got chills all over. Gives the phone to Mary. They give the phone to Marianne, just breathing.
Man.
And then just like dial tone, right? So we all freak out and we're like, oh, we can't do it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So we take a break, but Marianne and Chris get back on the stupid board, right? Jeez. Because they're like, so they start asking it questions like, you know, who are you? Who are you really? And it started, I'm a demon. And, you know, all this stuff. And Chris, again, asked, you know, if this is really you, prove it. Boom. Lights go out. Right? Lights go out. 3 seconds. Lights go back on. The entire hotel.
Oh, gosh.
Right? We freak out. Everyone's screaming. Their phone rings.
Yeah.
Ring, 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 ring. two rings. Their advisor calls. Are you guys okay? Is everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Something happened in the hotel. Blah, blah, blah. No big deal. We're like, yeah, we know what happened. all right. So they get back on the stinking the Ouija board. Start asking it stupid questions. When will I die? Like predicting the future.
And yeah.
Just all this stuff. And, you know, I wish I had a list of all the questions they were asking, the progression of it.
Yeah.
But again, it got to the point to where Chris was like, prove that you're real.
Dude, you're antagonizing
the
demon.
Right. Prove that you're real.
Yeah.
And I mean, on everything, I promise, I don't swear, whatever.
Yeah.
That stupid stuffed animal on the other bed sat up, turned, and looked at us, and then fell off the bed.
Gosh.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah,
I can remember that part.
Yeah.
And we freaked the crap out.
I bet so.
We go get our chaperone, our advisor, or whatever, bring him in. We tell him what's going on. And he's like, just take the thing out. You're stupid kids. You know, nothing's happening. It's your imagination. Take it and go throw it away. So Chris takes it out. He burns it.
Oh,
then throw it away. He's like, I'm setting this thing on fire. So he burns it.
All right. For those of you who don't know, there have been so many stories about Ouija boards over the history of their existence. And the number one rule is do not burn a Ouija board. You can't do that. It's not going to do anything. And if anything, it just releases more evil than there was beforehand. Yep. So don't burn them. Just don't burn them.
So, he does that, whatever. We end up winning our award or whatever for yay.
Congrats.
We pack everything, you know, that night we're just terrified, but we chalk it up to whatever imagination but I know what I saw.
Yeah.
Right. At the same time. Right. Yeah. So still a little freaked out.
Yeah.
So fast forward a couple days or whatever, we're back home or whatever. We go back into school or class, and our advisor, his name was also Chris, but we didn't call him Chris. No, we called him Christopher.
Okay.
He was like one of those cool young teachers. He's like, yeah, just call me by my first name.
Heck yeah.
Don't call me Mr. Sparrow. My name's Christopher.
Sparrow?
Yeah.
But that's a cool name.
Right.
All right, well, whatever.
So he comes in, he's like, all right, guys, let me tell you, because we were talking about everything. He's like, let me tell you what happened, like, to me.
Mm.
Like, that night, like, before I came into your room, I got a phone call from my wife. And my wife was like, hey, this guy just called me and told me to tell you not to drive home.
Oh, man.
And he's like, what are you talking about? And she was like, no, that, you know, whatever. And then he's like, so fast forward, a guy came up in person, like a day later.
Yeah.
And was like, don't drive home.
Oh, jeez.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So, and then his wife calls him on the way home from this convention or whatever. Is like, hey, something happened at our house. Don't know what happened at our house. You'll have to see it when you get home or whatever. So he goes home and his, like, in his study, on his bookshelf, this like solid oak bookshelf that's like 10 feet long, 8 feet high, had all of his books on it, had all these little Elvis porcelain statues on it or whatever, was on the floor, had come loose from the wall on the floor.
Whoa.
None of those porcelain things were broken, but the Bible and a book of spells were damaged.
Oh, jeez.
Right?
Oh,
like,
my
it's
gosh.
So, like, it's so...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just cringy.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah.
And then Marianne, like, was having someone just prank call her constantly, yeah. constantly. And then Chris ends up getting in a car accident. But all that, you know,
yeah.
God, I wish I could remember. I want to go back and listen to the other one now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I can remember those things I didn't remember now.
So when we did that episode a few years ago, I thought about going back and listening again and just never found the time to do it. But, I had forgotten so many things, and I'm also getting like a lot of chills,
but right.
like there's certain parts of it that I do remember, from when we discussed it before, definitely the wacko doll,
mm-hmm.
Definitely the burning of it. And that's yes. a big no, don't do that. Yeah. And then, the car accident
yes.
is like some big things, but there's other things in there that I totally forgot about. And it's just, oof,
well, and then
it's weird.
The Chris guy ends up later on killing himself.
Oh man. Gosh.
What? Our senior year.
Man, that's rough.
Ends Gosh. Up, yeah. Man. So,
well.
But he got deeper and deeper into like demonology and stuff.
Right.
After that experience. Like,
yeah.
I guess it piqued his.
Yeah. Yeah.
His experience or his.
And I'm sure like, you know, you're having these, if you have an interest in those sorts of things and then you start exposing yourself to them and then you start dabbling in different things and yep. then you're
opening yourself up.
You're opening yourself up to it. And I'm sure it was a rush. I'm sure it was like a high for him. And
right.
like I need more.
Well,
he
lived in this world where yeah. magic was real.
Right. Exactly.
Like the Dungeons and Dragons stuff. Like
yeah.
Oh, these
yeah.
You know, for him it might have not have been evil. For
yeah.
him it was just commonplace.
Right.
And interesting and
yeah.
you know, mysterious.
Right.
Gosh. For me, I'm like, nah, that dude.
I'm good.
The guy, the stuffed animal sat up. Like, it's not normal.
Yeah.
It's not normal. There's nothing fantastic about that.
No. Man, oh my gosh. Well, what a story. And I never get tired of hearing it. And I like.
Oh, I remember different things every time.
Yeah. Well, I forgot a lot of things too.
Yeah.
So it was nice to revisit that. I guess if there's a takeaway that anybody can take away, from this, first off, these Ouija boards and this type of thing, it is very much a real experience. And you truly are opening yourself up to a lot of unknown things. There's a realm that's like very unknown. We can't really fully tap into, right? Like we only get a glimpse of it, and you just never. And I know, like, we have movies, like we have The Warrens, we have The Conjuring, and all these things, but and that's a lot of that is amped up for the sake of making a movie. But like there's a reason that The Warrens had in their basement, they had all of those things locked away, and they had a priest come and bless the house once a month.
Yeah, you know, the the Ouija board itself might not be this tool,
sure.
right?
Yeah.
But the human consciousness,
yeah,
the human like the spiritual side of a human being.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows what that full potential is,
right?
So whether it's a Ouija board, whether it's a blanket, whether it's a you know a book, whatever, like. Mm-hmm. If you start allowing yourself to spiritually connect to other things.
Yeah.
Is the Ouija board evil? No.
Mm.
Is what you're doing by allowing yourself to have an open mind and your consciousness and your spiritual.
Yeah.
You start messing with this realm that we don't fully understand.
Right.
And it's like, oh.
Right.
It's. I mean, I'm sure your mom always told you.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, don't open that door.
Don't. Yeah. Yeah. It's best just to not open that door.
Yeah.
So, wow. Well, Brian, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For
so
coming
much.
On here and, being my first guest on South Carolina Spook Show.
It's what I do.
It's what you do. If you ever have any more stories that you can think of, hit me up. Let me know.
Definitely.
Come back soon.
Blakely, thank you for having me.
Hey. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Thank you again for checking out this very special episode and my first interview on South Carolina Spook Show with my brother-in-law, Brian. I hope you enjoyed that. I remember discussing his Ouija board story years ago on the Not Religious podcast that we did together, and it was a Halloween special, and it was one of our biggest hits for sure because the story is just so creepy, and I hope that you enjoyed it just as much as we enjoyed reliving it. But if you would also like to be featured on the show with your own story, just like Brian did, you can reach out to me, and I would love to sit down and talk to you. You can email me at scspookshow@gmail.com, or you can shoot me a message on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, X, or Twitter, or whatever. Any of those are fine. I will get your message and we will set something up. And while you're there, give me a follow so you can stay up to date with what I'm doing with the show. You can share this with friends and family who enjoy true crime and paranormal stories, especially if they are from South Carolina and you think this is going to be right up their alley. You can let them know that I'm available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and much, much more. I'm working on getting into the YouTube realm of podcasting. Haven't done that yet. I'm not very, very familiar with it. I don't listen to a lot of podcasts on YouTube, actually any podcasts on YouTube, but that's a thing, and I am trying to venture out a little bit more, so we'll get there. If you don't mind checking out my other podcast, it is called When Words Fail, Music Speaks. I do that with my friends James Cox and Amanda Dolan. We talk all about music and mental health. It's a really good time. And if you're into that sort of thing, I feel like you would enjoy that as well. Once again, I really appreciate you guys checking out these episodes that I've been doing lately. I'm trying to get more into the habit of getting an episode up at least once a month. I would love to do more if at all possible, if my time and my schedule will allow me to do so. So thanks for sticking with me. I really appreciate you guys. I can't wait to bring you more in the future. I'm your creator and host, Blake Mosley, and this is South Carolina Spook Show. Y'all stay spooky. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today.